MSO News giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 12, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Mayors urge voters to reject Question 5. Big weekend coming up in Peabody, and a retired Salem cop writes about his career as the Witch City Detective. Sunny today, low 70s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 6:41 p.m. Back in 60 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Master here from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Sports Desk on MSONewsSports.com. This week on our weekly shows, we've got, first, Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, a Rockport Boys soccer player and captain. Good stuff. We got Salem football coach Matt Bouchard. And on the other show, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we've got Thomas Ryan, Methuen football coach, fresh off a great season-opening win over fellow Division I playoff team Lincoln Sudbury.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
State House reporter Christian Wade is reporting that a bipartisan group of mayors is urging voters to reject a proposal on the November ballot that would raise wages for tipped workers, citing concerns about the impact of higher labor costs on local bars and restaurants. The proposal, which has cleared several other hurdles to the November 5 ballot, asks voters to decide if the state should require bars, restaurants, hotels, and other hospitality venues to pay tipped workers the state's $15 per hour wage floor in addition to gratuities. If approved, the plan would phase out the tipped wage for workers over 5 years, allowing them to earn up to $15 per hour and keep their tips. It would allow restaurants to pool tips and distribute them equally among the workers. But a group of mayors who represent communities including Newburyport, Methuen, Haverhill, and Gardner argues that the passage of the ballot question would devastate Main Street restaurants that are still recovering from the residual effects of the pandemic. Big weekend coming up in Peabody with the celebration of the city's 40th annual International Festival. Peabody Chief of Staff Chris Ryder talks about just some of the stuff going on this weekend.
Well, as you can imagine, Rick, over 40 years of a tradition like this, we've added to it over the years, and many dedicated people on the committee, the festival committee, have brought new elements into it. This year, the festival weekend, as it were, kicks off with the Progeria Road Race. Progeria, as some of your listeners may know, is an aging-related disorder, and the Progeria Research organization has done wonderful work to raise money to find a cure. So they start our weekend off on Saturday with a 5K race or 2 mile fun walk. Walkers and runners meet at the Leather City Common, which is downtown Peabody, right across from the AOH. And it's a great morning and just always kind of a traditional way to start our festival weekend. People can expect on Festival Day, Sunday, September 15th, again starting at 11 a.m. downtown Peabody, over 70 vendor booths featuring just a delicious selection of foods from around the world. We're talking about Brazilian barbecue, Rick, burgers and steak tips from One Main, Main Street's newest bistro, chicken and lamb kebabs from St. Basilius Church, baklava, Caribbean food, Chinese food, Polish glumpki, kielbasa, and punchki. then entertainment, Rick. We have entertainment, again, from around the world. That's why it's called the International Festival. We have two festival stages. Folks will find one at Peabody Square, right in front of the new Brody's Pub, and the other at the intersection of Main Street and Washington Street, down the other side of Main Street, in front of Sugarcane Restaurant. And the lineup, as always, every year, just brings out the best in Peabody. We have dancing, we have singing, St. Basilius Greek dancers, Ja Spirit, a Caribbean band, Camilla Latina Dance Band, the Brian Mays Band. We have Irish music, Polish music, Latin American music, and again, dance and entertainers from all around the world representing so many of the different ethnic groups that reside here in Peabody, Rick.
That's Peabody Chief of Staff Chris Ryder. Paul Layton is writing in the Salem News, over a 32-year career as a Salem police officer, James Gauthier ran into burning buildings, jumped into freezing ponds, and barged through barricaded doors to save people and catch bad guys. He also sat in a dumpster for hours in a vain attempt to stop a burglary that never transpired, ducking the tomato sauce being tossed in from a nearby Chinese restaurant. Gauthier tells these stories and more in his new book, Which City Detective? The book is subtitled A Salem Police Detective's Journey Through the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And the journey is an entertaining one as told in the plain spoken voice of Gauthier, according to Paul Layton. Newburyport Daily News is reporting that with three proposals currently on the table, Mayor Sean Reardon recently provided the City Council with an update about repurposing the former Brown Elementary School into affordable housing. The building was most recently used as the home for Newburyport Youth Services, now known as the Recreation and Youth Services Department. The department had to move out after the heating element was deemed unusable in the fall of 2021. Earlier this year, Reardon submitted a $6.5 million to $7.7 million plan to build a recreation center at 59 Lowe Street to house the department. Meanwhile, in June, the city issued requests for proposals from contractors to see what they might be able to do at the Brown School, with a Brown School advisory group being formed by Reardon. In sports, Red Sox win in a walk-off last night, 5-3, Sox in New York tonight to play the Yankees. The St. Mary's Spartans and the Swampscott Big Blue played a crowd-pleasing close game last weekend to open up the local high school football schedule. St. Mary's coach Sean Driscoll says that one of the reasons the Spartans came away with a 13-12 win was because of the depth the team has on offense.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you put it on and you reevaluate on Saturday morning on how it went, you see some key stuff. I like the way we were physical. You know, I was concerned about the physicality of our football team at all spots on offense and defense, and I think we were pretty good at that, better than expected, because we're still fairly a young football team at key spots. I will credit my backfield. We get a great little, you know, backfield of three guys that rotate through now between Dimitri Kuntsevakis had a great game. You know, he rushed for over 100 yards on 20 carries or so and had a great game on defense. He was huge in it. I think Rowan Merriman, you know, threw a big pass for us on a halfback pass that got us into the striking distance. You know, carried the ball well, played a great game on defense. And our sophomore, he's been playing really good for us. Maxwell Parent, another sophomore, rotating through in the backfield and on defense. So we've been fortunate. We got a little bit of depth at some key spots, and those guys really shined a lot in the game. And then also the senior Tyler guy, he's a leader and made some big plays on defense and offensively in the game at the receiver position.
That's St. Mary's High School football coach Sean Driscoll. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.